This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Every night I wait. Paradise seems so far away. Still try to buy, myself. Sometimes they give me too much place. All I want
is you. Stay in love till we want to. Tell you what I've been through, you can see it through. I wanna lay with you, nothing to do.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I, that it does not matter who the host is. What matters is who the listeners are. Rated R Safety Show is the friendly show that reminds you that to forget the corporate bullshit, because I think we need to forget that from time to time. Anyways, today's, let's see, what is it? Tuesday, May the 6th of 2025, day 126 of the year, and only 239 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM
studios
in Orlando, Florida, coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio.
Oh, yes, USA, Canada, UK, that's kind of the way of the lay of the land. And I guess I should tell people that we're now coming across in Mexico as well. No, seriously, not a joke. If you are on our live, well, I mean, you can really listen everywhere, but if you are on our live 365 aspect, especially when the Radio Big side of the house, we are now broadcasting in Mexico. Because I wanna Mexico. Yeah, Sammy Hagar song, just in case, if you do not know. So a lot of stuff happening in the last 24 hours, in case you have not noticed. So that means that I will have some tidbits of information and news to discuss with you. So our show consists of safety in the news and safety. That's everything that we do here. That's what we talk about. That's what we do. And that's kind of how we hang out. So don't worry about any of that stuff, because I will have everything covered for you in regards of what's going on. If you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process in doing so. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. That will get you directly into our sistema. Once you get into our system, we're good to go. We will set you up, run down the gamut of things to do, and then we're good. We're good. We're, how do I put this? We are
good.
That's the way to reference it. Because it will give me some options here for audio, video, and text messaging. That's kind of the options that we'll see. You'll have the option. It'll prompt me here on the screen. And then I say, hey, it's time to run. There ain't no time to hide. So let's go ahead and get into it. So with that being said, why don't we start doing this right away? Why don't we start talking immediately about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, you know, at some point we're going to do some tariff talk because that just seems like to be the new lingo bingo that we get to talk about. But what was notable and noteworthy was a car chase takes frightening the turn in Oakland. We'll talk about that. Dave Portney is choosing education over retaliation when it comes to anti-Semitic incident at his Philadelphia bar. We'll talk about that as we get into showbiz. And Chaperone is considering a career change. And Adam Lambert joins of the cast of Jesus Christ Superstar. We'll talk about that as we get into the detail. And also the royal family steps out for VE Day celebrations. We'll talk about that as we get into the royals. So, a lot of stuff. Before I forget, what do you got going on in September? Because I think I need to talk about this because I haven't mentioned it in a hot minute. You are aware the Conklin Conference 4 is coming up September the 9th through the 11th. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Love to see you come out to Santa Fe and hang out with us. 3 days talking about human and organizational performance, a little bit of everything we'll be discussing there. So, just some opciones, if you want to come out there. All you have to do is go to safetyfm.com to get some more information about what we got going on. Once you click on it, you know, live events, kind of the way that it goes. And then we'll move from there. So, there you go. September the 9th through the 11th, Santa Fe, New Mexico. At Hotel Santa Fe, just in case you were looking for the info there. So with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we go to our friends at Feature Story News, let them feature some news stories for you, and then we can kind of go from there and see what the world is going to do. So let's do that now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Ashan Garg. India plans to hold mock civil defense drills this week as tensions with its neighbor Pakistan mount. The announcement follows Islamabad's second missile test in 3 days. India has blamed a terror attack on tourists in Indian-administered Kashmir on Pakistan. Islamabad denies any link and has called for an independent probe. Neha Punia has more.
This is the first time since 1971 that India has directed states in the northern and western regions to hold mock drills to prepare for a, quote, hostile attack. They will test air raid warning sirens, will see civilians and students being trained on how to protect themselves, will also test camouflaging of vital factories and installations. Meanwhile, Pakistani and Indian military commanders will hold talks today with both sides violating a border ceasefire for 12 days in a row. As the UN held a closed-door session to discuss India-Pakistan tensions, Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has called for restraint and said a military conflict is not the solution.
Iran's foreign minister is in Pakistan after Tehran offered to help de-escalate tensions between New Delhi and Islamabad. This comes just days after the US asked South Asian rivals to ensure tensions don't escalate into a wider conflict. The United Nations has also asked both countries to step back from the brink and has offered help in diffusing tensions. Hira Mustafa tells us more from Islamabad.
Iran's top diplomat Abbas Araghchi's visit is aimed at easing hostilities with New Delhi, with the foreign minister set to visit India later in the week. This comes as Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has met his defense chiefs and Pakistan has test-fired another ballistic missile. On Monday, the UN Security Council will also hold a closed-door session to discuss soaring tensions in South Asia. Pakistan claims it has proof that India is planning a military strike soon, a charge New Delhi has neither confirmed nor denied. Hira Mustafa, Islamabad.
U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered a 100% tariff on foreign-made movies to try and boost Hollywood. However, his suggestion has prompted shares in U.S. studios and streaming services to fall, as Nick Harper reports.
Warner Brothers, Paramount, Netflix and Disney all saw their share price fall on the news that a 100% tariff will be put on all movies coming into our country that are produced in foreign lands. Beyond President Donald Trump's social media proclamation, it's unclear how the tariff will work, considering many companies, including US production houses, film in multiple locations around the world. but the president seems intent on opening a brand new front in the ongoing trade war, with him saying foreign-made films pose a national security threat and claims that his plan will boost the US movie-making industry. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at the decision by the Israeli cabinet to greenlight plans to expand the country's military offensive in Gaza and capture the entire territory. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's planning a fresh, forceful move to destroy Hamas and free the remaining Israeli and foreign hostages held in Gaza since the murderous Hamas attacks on Israel on October the 7th, 2023. Israeli officials say the plan now is to move ahead with a takeover of the territory where a humanitarian crisis is deepening amid Israel's refusal to allow more aid into Gaza. Sir David Lidington is the chair of the UK-based think tank RUSI.
My reading of this is that the Israeli government has concluded that what they have been doing so far has not worked in terms of defeating Hamas. We still hear nothing from the Israeli government about what they think the political outcome is. And let's be honest about it, I don't see where the Palestinian leadership is. There are Palestinian leaders who want an accommodation with Israel, but they don't have the political authority. And Hamas, there is no sign of compromise of recognizing Israel's right to exist.
One group representing the families of hostages said Prime Minister Netanyahu is choosing territory over hostages and claimed the plan is opposed by 70% of the Israeli population. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
FSN is an independent source of news for TV, radio and digital networks worldwide. You can find more of our minute-by-minute updates on Twitter. Follow us there at Feature Story. And we have a wealth of audio and video stories from our global news bureaus on Facebook. You can find us there by following Feature Story News. Stay tuned for further updates.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the safety pro, the hop nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday. Yep, that's what it is. It's Tuesday, so we get to hang out and do all the funzo gunzo things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So let's talk about it. It's time for some
Tariff Talk. Tariff Talk. Tariff Talk.
Yeah, it's some tariff talk time in regards of what's going on. President Trump is expanding his tariff plan to include movie production, slapping tariffs on films that are made outside of the United States. Like so many things in Trump world, exact specifics will be forthcoming. Per his post on Truth Social, he directed Commerce Secretary and U.S. Trade Representative to add the projects into the portfolio. Netflix stock was down 1.3% after the news broke. Also, Japanese news agency Kaito reports that the American negotiations have denied Japan's request to repeal the all about the reciprocal tariffs. Trump's administration officials maintain the 10% baseline tariff is non-negotiable, as well the 25% tariff on automobiles and steel. Details of a forthcoming deal with India have begun leaking, which could include zero-for-zero policy specifications on steel and auto parts. Yep. Sounds like the cost of things are about to go up. Just saying. I mean, if you have not noticed already, I guess I should say they're about to go up a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Just a little bit. Just a little bit more. So there you go. Okay, what else do we got? Update. Despite plans to retire, CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett will remain with the company boards as the chairman. Buffett's choice to succeed him is Greg Abel, was also approved at the weekend board meeting. He'll begin his tenure as in start of next year. So there you go. The company's shares were down 5% on Monday on the news. Well, that's not very encouraging for it doesn't say it's Greb is the guy's name. Greb Abel. Is that that has to be a typo. Well, maybe it is Greb. I don't know. I can't keep up with names anymore. So, you ready for this one? Let's talk about it. California Highway Patrol officers miraculously avoided disaster after a driver threw a live grenade out the window during a car chase over the weekend. Police began a traffic stop where they encountered a stolen vehicle, but the driver refused to stop. During the pursuit, the driver tossed a bag onto the street. An officer approached the bag to find a grenade with the pin partially pulled from it. After swiftly cleaning up the area, a bomb team determined that the grenade was live and capable of explosion, but fortunately, it wasn't fully triggered. The driver was eventually arrested. No word on how he got his hands on the grenade. This is according to good old CBS San Francisco. Talk about things getting a little hazy there. That puts a change into things for you relatively quick when you start thinking about it. You go, holy smothers. Yeah, holy smothers, because there's no other way to put it in regards of some stuff going on there. Could you imagine that? All of a sudden you're just doing your traditional little scroll there, and then voila, you have somebody who's throwing a grenade out the window. Because, you know, I think that's the cool thing, you know, the cool thing to do. So I don't know. It gets pretty interesting. I was going to share the information with you, but holy crap. I didn't realize that good old San Francisco CBS decided to make it an 11-minute news story. Must have been a rough day for the news. Let me see if I can find something else. Because apparently they want to talk a little bit about everything that's going on. I'm hanging out. There's some beach cleanups, all this other stuff. Yeah, I think we're going to skip it. Like people tell me all the time, sometimes, Jay, it's just not meant to be. And that's where we're at right now. It's not meant to be. Not meant to be. Let's continue. Okay, the Pope Francis' final wishes before passing away was to donate one of his Pope mobiles that he used to the public health efforts of Gaza. The glass enclosed vehicle that used to travel to Bethlehem back in 2014 is being retrofitted to function as a mobile clinic, which includes rapid tests, structure kits, syringes, oxygen supplies, vaccines, and small fridge for storing medicine, according to the official statement of the Vatican. I mean, that's what the official statement says. Don't hold me to it.
Duh.
What else? A trained driver will accompany the vehicle along with the team of doctors allowing the vehicle to enter Gaza. Will first require permission from Israel, which has blocked humanitarian aid from entering the region since the discovery of the collusion between the relief groups of the Hamas terrorists. This is according to the BBC. Hold on, the Pope said this way? And all of a sudden there's going to be a blockade? That does not sound like some good juju. Just saying. Just think about that. You know, I'm just saying. Just some thoughts. Anyways, a Wisconsin woman has been found alive and well after going missing for 60 years ago. Holy shit, 60 years ago? In 1952, 20-year-old Aubrey Backerberg left her home in Reedsburg, Wisconsin, hitchhiked to Madison and got on a Greyhound bound for Indianapolis. Audrey's case eventually went cold until this year in Sac County. Detective Isaac Hansen started reviewing cold cases, scoring the evidence and had been collected and re-interviewing witnesses. Hansen says that it was familiar connection that made at Sensory.com that led to the findings of the missing woman. Keeping her location a secret, Hansen says that he obtained an address, asked the local sheriff's department to stop by. 10 minutes later, Aubrey called him without disclosing too many details from their conversation. Hansen says that an abusive husband may have been the factor to her disappearance. She sounded happy, confident in her decision, no regrets. This is what they told WISN. Yeah, WISN. This is what was going on. So, I don't know. Gets weird. Sometimes I have a hard time understanding things. I mean, okay, abusive relationship, decided to leave. Can understand that. Isn't it easier to file for divorce and don't have somebody tracking you down later? I know. It gets weird when I start saying stuff like that out loud. Do we want to talk about this one? Okay, we'll talk about it. Rihanna showed off her baby bump ahead of walking the red carpet at the Met Gala last night. The baby will be number 3 for the singer and her boyfriend rapper ASAP Rocky. So, there you go. They have already are the parents of sons of 2 other sons is what it says. So, there you go. What else do we got? Okay, let's get into the swamp. The Department of Homeland Security announced a new initiative that will cover the cost of self-deportation flights for illegal immigrants in the country, as well as a $1,000 payment once they return to their home country. Administration officials say that a deportation will cost about $4,500 compared to the $17,000 when ICE officials or officers find, detain, remove an illegal immigrant. No word on why one-way flight out of the country would cost $3,500, though. Specialty plane? Maybe they're flying first class? I mean, I don't know. Gets weird. That's an expensive ticket. Just saying. Okay, listen to this one. The Dow lost about 98 points to close at 41,218 on Monday. The S&P lost about 36 points to close at 5,650. And the NASDAQ lost 133 points to close at 17,844. West Texas Intermediate closed at $57 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $60 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.16. And Bitcoin ticked down on the day right around 94,500. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $90 million jackpot, a $40.6 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So remember how I tell you that we start doing some of these news stories and they feel like they're going to take forever to before we get to the end of them in regards of, hey, we need to be looking at this date? Well, the first date of some of the dates we've been talking about has come about. Sean Combs entered the courtroom on Monday wearing a blue sweater over a white button-down shirt, ditching the prison blues for day one of his trial. "I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'm a little nervous today," he told the judge, Aron Sabarian, ahead of their day's agenda, which included jury selection. During the questioning process, several celebs were name-dropped, including fellow rapper Ye and actors Mike Myers and Michael B. Jordan. It's unclear that the context of the names that appear on the trial. When it was all said and done, 12 jurors, 6 alternatives will be selected and held responsible for deciding Combs' fate on the charges of sex trafficking, racketeering conspiracy, and transportation to engage in prostitution. The charges carry a possible life sentence in prison. The judge hopes that the jury will be seated by the end of the week. Opening statements are set for May the 12th. The trial is expected to last about 3 months. Yeah, 3 months. Do you believe that? 3 months. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. I wonder how intense this is going to get. Because I remember a few years ago, there was a little Johnny Depp action in regards to that. Do you remember that trial? Little Amber Heard. Amber Heard. So, there you go. Okay, take a listen to this. Dave Portney is on a mission to educate the people responsible for bringing the lighted signs reading F the Jews to the Barstool Sports Bar in Philadelphia. In his first X post, Dave said was on a mission to ruin these people. 2 hours and some super sleuthing later, he told the followers that he had spoken to the 2 young men responsible for the sign and offered to send them to Germany and Poland to visit the Holocaust sites. They're drunk. What else did he say? They're drunk. Do you really want to ruin somebody's life? So yeah, my initial reaction is I'm going to burn these people to the ground, their families, everything. And like, you know, what? Maybe that's not the best course of action. Maybe I use as a teaching moment, he explained. So you can go take a look at that if you want to. You have some options there, of course, as we are talking. Do we want to get into some music stuff? Let's talk about it. Well, not yet. Let's not talk about music stuff yet. David Beckham's 50th year of anniversary bash. Is that because it's his birthday? 50-year birthday bash was shut down early morning hours on Sunday when two officers responded to noise complaints from several neighbors. In attendance was a soiree where Beckham, his wife Victoria, his daughter Harper, and son Romeo and Cruz. Noticeably missing was Beckham's son Brooklyn and his wife actress Nicole Pouts. The later two chose to skip the thing amid the ongoing family feud. While the exact details are not known, rumors is that Pelts is at the center of it all. This is according to The Sun. So there you go. What else do we got? Beyonce removed a photo of the spear from her Cowboy Carter tour after the Las Vegas-based venue sent her a cease and desist letter. The visual was replaced with the Allegiant Stadium, which is where she will perform in July. Vegas currently on a 5-run show in SoFi Stadium. Worth noting, in the letter of the venue noted that using the visual resulted in significant speculation that Beyonce will end her tour with a Sphere residency, which is not the case. This is according to THR. I don't know. Is that good news or bad news? Something to think about. Anyways, take a listen to this. Louis Capaldi took the stage on Friday. We talked about this briefly yesterday at a charity gig. The event, which raised funds for suicide prevention, was his first performance in 2 years. Louis' hiatus was due to needing to break from the performing and focus on mental health. This is according to The Guardian. So there you go. Good to see that he's back, though. Seriously, I mean, if you listen to the romantic stuff, you know that he has one of the greats out there, one of the greatest songs out there that you can take a listen to. Anyways, we're close enough to this thing that we call our main story. So why don't we go ahead and talk a little bit about that? Because maybe we should do that.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know, I sit back sometimes and I kind of wonder a lot of the stuff that we get to talk about, that we get to interact with, that we get to do. And I go, man, we are some blessed individuals with some of the work that we do. And sometimes, even though it seems miserable, some of the stuff that is being done, you have to look at it and go, what would be the best case scenario if we were doing this, if we were doing that, if we were looking here, if we were looking there, you know, all the fun stuff that one would get to say. So as I'm looking around and going, okay, this system makes sense. Some systems don't make sense. And I look at it as these underlying things that happen inside of our workplace. I want you to think about this for a moment because it's an easy thing to do. I want you to think about one of these rules, one of these things that we agree to do, but it's unspoken. Know what I'm talking about? Like, okay, there's Mr. Ron Smith's office down the hallway. You know that between the hours of 10 and 2, you don't knock on his door because he's busy doing X. Now, there's no rule book that says that, but you know that this is part of the case of stuff you do not do. Know what I'm talking about? Does that sound familiar? Or if there is a near miss, it's not discussed. If it's this level or below, and even if it's this little higher level, maybe we tell somebody to take some days off and, you know, don't put it on the chart. Does any of this stuff sound familiar? Why is it that we will tend to agree with certain rules like that that make absolutely no sense? Like, absolutely no sense whatsoever. We agree to these systems and say, yeah, we will say that it's okay not to do this, even though there is no rule book, even though there is nothing being discussed on where it makes sense. Can you explain? Because I don't understand it. I look at it and go, it's kind of strange that we're willing to agree to this. And then you have to look at it, too, is that there's stuff that goes on inside of the system where the workers are, you know, the people closest to the blunt end of the stick, that needs to be discussed as well. And what I don't understand is, why do we continue to allow, and I say allow, certain things like that to happen? Why do we not call out the system for what it is? It's weird. It's just a weird conversation. It's the agreed upon rule. I mean, we even did this as kids. Let's say, for instance, you were blessed enough to have both parents around. You kind of knew that, even though it was never described, if you went to this one parent, you had a better chance of getting away with X than if you went to this other parent. What am I talking about? Because I know I used to do that. And I'm sure there was others that did something similar and probably even better. The question has become this. If you are to call this out in the system, how do you do it? Who do you talk to? How do things change? Listen, I've been to different organizations. I've worked for different organizations where we have the open door policy, where we have these things that we talk about. But what does that truly mean? What does it change? And maybe those are the questions to think about from time to time, opposed to it being those weird things where we go, we're not supposed to talk about it unless it's continuing line. Like, I remember watching an older video many years ago where these people were sitting inside of a holding tank. And I'm not talking about prison. I'm talking about, like, they're waiting to go to a meeting. And this buzzing sound goes off. And every time the buzzing sound goes off, people would stand. Now, these people were plants, except one person came in and saw everybody doing this and started doing the same thing. Not because anybody asked them to, because they were pretty much saying, let's do follow the lead. And then it got to the point that when everybody would stand up, now they started to move one space. One spot in the chairs that were available, and the gentleman that was doing it did the same. When he was finally asked, or he was told he was on something, and he was finally asked, why were you doing it? He thought that it was the right thing to do because everybody else was doing it. And that's how a lot of our systems work. We repeat the habit that was there because it made sense to somebody else. Not that you were rewarded for it, not that anybody told you, but it's the way that the system was constructed from the very beginning. So the question becomes this: how do you go about in breaking the cycle?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns, and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, this doesn't feel right. This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion, available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Yourself.
We are now being distributed on iHeartRadio. Listen on iHeartRadio app. Radio big.
Okay, let's go.
Something far over.
And I bet that we could find a way closer. Now I wanna do what all the whispers in your head, but I can see that we're only friends. But I can see that we're only friends.
Okay, here we are. 45 minutes past the top of the hour, as we are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yep, that's what it's called. That's what we do. We stay a little Rated R for you. Okay, this right here that we're taking a listen to, it's Luco with Friends. If you would like to give that a little streamer-emer action, readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Yeah, we'd like to thank Luco for allowing us to play this here. I know. When the music's over, baby, turn off the light. That's what I heard Jim Morrison say one time. Anyways, thanks to Luco for allowing us to play this once again. Okay, cool. Let's get into some news stories once again, because that is what we need to do. But before we do that, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. Seriously, I will tell you, it can possibly change your life in the way that you look at things. Once you get there, there'll be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. Take a look, take a gander, tell me what you think. TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. Okay, click on the section that says Find Help. It can change everything for you from that particular point on, no doubt about that. Okay, let's talk about text and pretext, because I think that's going to be important. This information does not bode well for about half of the people on my contact list, but a new study says that excessive use of emojis by guys is an indicator of manipulative behavior. By women, well, that tends to indicate a desire to come off as agreeable and open. The research from the Oklahoma State University and published by the Journal of Current Psychology surveyed 285 undergraduates, mostly around 20 years old, asking how often they use the 40 common symbols in the text or social media posts. It seems that for guys, they carefully thought out the emojis correlated with the self-image and desire to manage how others perceive them. And women expressed their need to be accepted by including several emojis in their text posts. The researchers wrote that emojis use may be related to strategies to manipulate the perception of others and to present a positive impression of oneself. Well, you know what? Nothing says trust me like 12 winky faces. Yeah. Oh, should I say? Yeah, winky faces. We'll leave it at that. Wow, he said a heart and a wink must be husband material. This is according to, you know, the stories in the New York Post. I'm just telling you. Do you use a lot of emojis when you're texting someone? I'm just asking. I mean, you do you. Okay, take Roomba and more. I mean, for sure, your Roomba vacuum does a great job at keeping your home dust and pet hair free, but it could and should be doing so much more. And according to a group of British and Canadian scientists who managed to reprogram a robot vacuum cleaner to do some number of different household tasks, because as they pointed out, the unit generally only is used for about 2 hours per day. And let's see. And they could be doing so much more with a few modifications. Scientists from the University of Bath and University of Calgary retrained a Roomba to do things like charging a phone, for example, and not impressive enough, they also gave them the job of watering plants and playing with the cats, and assisting with homework. Also among the 100 functions the robot vacuums and other robotic devices could be handling for us, according to the scientists, are proving that live monitors on what cooking is in the oven and carting groceries from the car to the kitchen, performed by a lawnmower, is what it says. It learns on how to make coffee. I'm proposing do it. Cool. You can make my taxes and ghosts of the X go away too. That would be quite fantastic. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some things that are a little bit more positive. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Michael. Simon Sinek said, "Mature companies fail because they forget why they were born." I agree. I've worked in companies where they did things a certain way because that's the way we do it here. I would bring a new perspective and make positive changes. I took over an auction radio show in Norfolk, Nebraska. During training, Jeffrey, that was my boss, he said, "You type things into this computer with the auction software on it, then you transfer it from this floppy disk over to this computer that had a smaller floppy disk, and then you take your disk and put it into this last computer where you can actually put it on the internet." I asked Jeffrey, "Can I just type it into that last computer?" And then we disposed of two computers that day.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. While in the middle of one of his most challenging spiritual battles, Charles Stanley was invited to the home of an 80-year-old widow. When he arrived, she took him into a den and showed him a painting of Daniel in the lion's den. Then she asked him to describe what he saw. He described the lions, the bones of earlier victim, the dungeon itself, and even Daniel. "Kindly," she said, "you missed the most important thing. Look closely, and you'll see that Daniel isn't looking at the lions. He has his eyes on God." What's the point? Simply this: if you focus on the lions, you'll be tempted to run away. But if you focus on the Lord, you will overcome. Lord, help us to focus our attention on you and not the enemy. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
A missile launch from Yemen reportedly forced a temporary halt to flights at Israel's main international airport near Tel Aviv. The attack occurred just hours before a key vote by Israeli cabinet ministers regarding military operations in Gaza.
The Houthi group claimed responsibility for the launch against Ben Gurion International Airport. Reports indicate the missile may have evaded Israeli air defenses before impacting near the facility. This incident adds to the escalating tensions across the region. Benjamin Wright reporting.
The Vatican marked the final day of the official 9-day mourning period for Pope Francis with a special mass. Hundreds of cardinals gathered inside St. Peter's Basilica for the service.
This concludes the formal mourning rituals following the Pope's passing. Cardinals are now preparing for the upcoming conclave. The process will select the successor to lead the Catholic Church. Chris Anderson reporting.
British police have arrested several Iranian men in London concerning an alleged plot to attack a target within the United Kingdom.
The specific nature of the alleged plot has not been disclosed by authorities. The arrests follow investigations into potential threats originating from Iran. Officials continue to assess the situation and gather further intelligence. These developments highlight ongoing security concerns related to state-sponsored activities. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Warren Buffett has announced his intention to step down as chief executive officer of Berkshire Hathaway at the end of the year.
The famed investor indicated he will recommend Greg Abel succeed him in the role. Buffett has led the multinational conglomerate holding company for decades, building it into one of the world's largest corporations. His announcement marks a significant transition for the Omaha-based firm. Abel currently serves as vice chairman of non-insurance operations at Berkshire Hathaway. Lawrence Keller reporting.
The horse named Sovereignty has won the 151st running of the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs.
Sovereignty emerged victorious from a field of 18 competing horses Saturday. The famed Run for the Roses took place under typical fanfare with jockey Umberto Rispoli guiding Sovereignty to the win. The victory marks a major achievement in the horse racing calendar. Churchill Downs saw large crowds for the signature event. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Elon Musk's SpaceX launch facility site in South Texas is officially on its way to becoming an incorporated city. The new municipality will bear the name Starbase.
This development grants official city status to the sprawling private spaceport near Boca Chica Village. It reflects the significant growth and activity centered around SpaceX's operations in the area. The move formalizes the community growing around the rocket development and launch site. Kyle Norris reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good
on Radio Big.
Oh yes, it's all good on Radio Big. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2013, three women escape a house in Ohio after more than 10 years in captivity under horrific conditions. They had been individually kidnapped a year apart beginning in 2002. Their captor, Ariel Castro, was arrested, convicted, and the house was eventually demolished. Castro later hung himself in prison. A community fund awarded more than $1 million to the victims. That happened back on this date, back in 2013. Let's take a look at some birthdays that are going on today. Angel Reese turns 23. Warren Ziders turns 26. Tierra Scobar turns 30. Naomi Scott turns 32. Jose Altuve turns 35. Cherry Crawley turns 37. Meek Mill turns 38. Emily Armstrong turns 39. Chris Paul turns 40. Gravely Saldade turns 42. George Clooney turns 64. And Bob Seger turns 80 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's National Nurses Day, Teachers Day, International Diet Day. And I said no diet day just to be on the safe side. Let's see. National Tourist Appreciation Day. And National Forest Care Day. So there you go. If you need a rando for today, technically all the money I have ever spent on food has been flushed down the toilet. Think about that. It's a technicality. It's a technicality. Yeah. I'm just saying. What else? What was the worst job you ever had? A poll found that the first year of a child's life, the average parent does this three times a day. What is it? Take pictures. You know how it is. And that's nice. Three times a day. You know it's more than that. I'm just saying. Okay. That's good. That's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm exclusively if you want to come and hang out with me. If you don't, that's fine. You can stay here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. That's what he does over the next couple hours. Well, not really. It's the next hour. I shouldn't say the next couple hours. I always say that. And I'm like, no, that's not true. That is a false statement. But I will be going there for the next couple hours. Okay, so that's it. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Doing what you like is freedom. Liking what you do is happiness. Keep that in mind. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios.
as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly. Tell me, baby, what do you say? 'Cause we were just friends, and now it's something far over, and I bet that we could find a way closer.